After several days of improvement, the Australian share market bucked that trend today and fell by 21 points, or a little over a third of 1%. We had a weak setup as far as Wall Street was concerned, but then sellers really singled out the miners in particular today. So that really dovetails with the theme that we've seen in recent times, where weaker iron ore prices have been quite a feature of the setup. And this has all been driven by weaker demand by Chinese steel mills. So port stockpiles in China have been rising and putting downward pressure on the steelmaking ingredient. Today, Fortescue was down 3%, Rio down 2%, BHP down by about 1%. Banks were weaker across the board. The CBA and ANZ fell by 0.5%. And tying in with the weakness for iron ore demand is lower coal prices. So that's been a feature of recent times, weighing on Whitehaven Coal's share price today, down by about 2.6%. Gold prices, commodities in general, have been weaker in the last day. Newcrest Mining continued to sell off on the back of yesterday's news that the tailings dam wall at their Cadia operations had been breached and they've had to cease operations. That's not helping sentiment around that stock. On the positive side of the equation, Waddle Healthcare was a company that delivered a disappointing profit result during the company results season. The infant formula maker, however, has been recovering since today. It was up by around 7%. Cloud Accounting Group Zero was up by about 3% today. We had some very encouraging news in relation to business conditions and employment conditions today in the NABS monthly survey. Both of those indices at record high, so good news in terms of the outlook for employment growth. Looking ahead tonight, big news in relation to the CPI figures out of the United States. They should be benign, but they do bring with them the risk of potential volatility if they are hotter than expected. The Aussie dollar is a bit weaker at 78.7 US cents.